The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. I and Dell are in Houston. We're in the studio. And Lance is in Los Angeles all week long, working for NFL.com and NFL Network. And now it's always a coin flipper. I know you talked to him, right, Dell, already? You've been able to talk to him through the magic of radio. But we don't know whether or not this is going to actually work on the air. Let's give it a try. Lance Zierlein, are you there? Just as I suspected, Dell. Hold on. Okay, we have Dell talking to Lance. I just knew this was going to be the case. What happened?
Yeah.
The old trick, what we pulled on you, Dell, he pulled that on me there. That's what he did. I gotcha. So wait a minute. So you were able to use the card, and you're able to, through the wizardry of Wi-Fi now, you're on the air? Okay. Is he doing it again? Now you don't know?
The only way I can find out is to put him in queue and talk to him, so I'm not sure.
Okay, is he doing it again?
He's not talking to me either, so I don't know.
I had a feeling this is the start that I knew was possible. So apparently his wife.
Yeah, I'm hearing the whole thing. I'm talking back.
No, not really. You hear it? Well, we just heard you now. Now stop, talk again, Lance.
Yeah, I've been talking back.
Well, not to us.
There's just a delay.
No, there's no delay. We can hear you.
Oh, there's a delay. There's a second and a half delay. I can hear it in the background.
Okay. All right. So now you're on the magic of Wi-Fi, correct?
I am on the magic of the access card that we have. So yes, it's basically not the Wi-Fi, but like your data package, you know, like that with a cell phone, not Wi-Fi. And we're going to work on something else today because most of these hotels have gotten away from the DSL little plugins, but this one actually has one. I just don't know if it works. So I got in so late. I'm going to see if I can get their IT guy. IT guy, in typical fashion, I reached out to him three times at this hotel, twice directly with voice messages, once through the lady at the front, and to let them know, hey, I'm going to be doing this. I got some information I need. I got to talk to you. In classic IT guy fashion, completely ignored me.
Well, yeah,
didn't call back, didn't email me back, didn't do anything because they think they're better than you.
Well, no, they're just that's a whole new subject. I don't know about that whole, but smarter. They certainly look down their noses at just normal human beings like ourselves. I don't think there's any question about that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they think they're yeah, they do. You're right. You're right about that. Anyway, so. All right.
Can I ask you a question, John?
Yeah.
See, I assume that IT people look at me the way I look at other baseball teams. I will admit I look down my nose at other baseball teams and their starting pitching like they're a bunch of pores, like they shouldn't even be allowed to be anywhere near the Houston Astros or in the same ballpark.
This is how many straight quality starts now, Lance?
I think it's 27.
Nope, the answer's 10. Since Lance McCullers gave up that 8 spot, remember that 8 spot Lance McCullers gave up? Since that game, all right, in Minnesota, they've had 10 consecutive quality starts. They've had 6 straight wins by their starters. What team has six straight wins by their starters? And you know what? The seventh game was a complete game by Keuchel that he lost 2-1. So this has been an I don't remember. I don't know that I remember 10 straight quality starts. This may be the greatest rotation in history. Now that was said before
it's
by someone.
Got to be.
Again with the, this is, what are you doing?
Delay.
No, this has got to be, you said this has got to be
it's
in
the delay. Here we go. I'm going. All right, boom. This is the best pitching staff that's ever existed ever in history from 1 through 5. And then I don't really comment as much on guys outside of that top five. But from the starting rotation, you're calling them quality starts. We need to have a new – there needs to be a new statistical category called dominating start, called DS, because their amount of DSs where they dominate the opponents, that's been 10 straight DSs, not just QSs, DSs.
Yeah, no, they're DSing everybody. There's no question about that. It's and by the way, Gerrit Cole goes tonight. Is he any good? Okay, Gerrit Cole tonight. But how about tomorrow night? Otani's going to throw with blister and all. Boy, I hope that thing just rips off and he has to be hospitalized because of his blister on his finger. And then Verlander against Tropiano. This is a here we go. So this is where you can eliminate the Angels from the playoff hunt. This they'll be officially mathematically eliminated after this 3 games homestand here, as the Astros here take on the Angels. Well, they got more of a homestand as they got the A's coming in and then the Yankees coming in as well. So we got a nice little homestand here, starting with the Angels, who are a little scary. Otani bats cleanup and pitches on Tuesdays now. Okay, so that's different than anything we've seen before. So that's fun. All right, so. Bigger story that this rotation dominated the White Sox all weekend long, or that now James Harden, as Dell pointed out before the show, this is 3 bad games, playoff games out of his last four. I don't know that James was to blame on Saturday night. I don't think that it was, you know, all James' fault. It seemed like nobody showed up. But he certainly, his 2-for-18, his game 6 against San Antonio, he mixed that in with the big game 1. But other than that, James has been pretty, well, un-James, or I guess playoff James.
I'm not going to allow the San Antonio game from last year to enter into this, just because we already know James in the playoffs has to answer for his sins. I mean, he's got to do it on the court. So I don't want to mix all of them together, but I get what Dell's saying, and that is accurate. But the story to me right now, because of the early start in the season for the Astros, really, I honestly believe the Astros start has got to be challenging some kind of major league mark of all time, because what they're doing with their starting pitch, the bigger story really is James. This is not, he has not done this all year long. This is different. And he's completely, he looks terrible the last 2 games. And this is a big.
Yeah. I didn't think this was going to work out. It's not only Lance, you're going in and out, you're fading in and out. We're going to have to. Hey, I didn't think this was going to. I just had a bad feeling about this whole thing. You know, starting with, what did AD tell him? What did AD tell you when you left? He doubts this was going to work. That's what AD said.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. Yeah. No. I doubt this is going to work. Right?
It sounded great to me. I can hear the whole show with you guys. You guys are sounding amazing.
Yeah, but your mic
everything.
Is going in and out. So maybe it's the mic, or maybe I don't know. Maybe it's we got to ask. You know, we got to ask an IT guy what he might think about that. But anyway, so let's take a break. Lance is live. Let's see if we can't figure this thing out.
See if you can't figure.
I know it's 5 in the morning there, Lance. So you should be able to get an IT in your IT guy in your room any second now to help you out. In the meantime, I want to talk about the great folks over at the Indoor Comfort Specialist. 713-666-1101. Those people are awesome. You know what those people do? They come to your home right now. Now it's going to be 80 degrees today. So would you know what that means? That it won't be long before it's going to be like 180 degrees. So you're going to have the best air conditioning that you can possibly have. Here's the deal. Please call our people at the Indoor Comfort Specialist. Now is the time for them to come to your home, and for just $49, they'll do the 22-point check, and they're going to make sure that everything is set, that everything is perfect for you this summer. And if you have to buy equipment, now's the time to buy it. Oh, well, I don't want last year's model. Why wouldn't you want last year's model at an unbelievable discount when it's still brand new? All still brand new. And they've got to get all of that stuff out of their warehouse. So what you need to do is call our peeps at the Indoor Comfort Specialist. Tell them that you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, we've been talking about these guys for, I don't know how long, forever. And they're going to give you a great, great deal. You're looking for that air conditioning company, 713-666-1101 or 975AC.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
Houston is all systems go. We love our Astros in Houston.
This is the Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Our guys can sure hit a ton. For Minute Maid thrills, watch them hustle. Catching hard hit balls on the run.
Oh, yeah.
Our infield is solid and steady.
Making big plays is their thing. It is 7:15 here on ESPN 97.5. Hopefully this thing will work. We'll see if Lance can not go in and out on us here. He can hear the whole show, but we can't hear all that he does. We'll see if that works out. If not, we will bag that, and we will just do the show and see if we can't get that fixed out for the rest of the week. But here's the deal. I was thinking about this. We've got one of the draft experts in the country with us. If you've got draft questions for Lance, this is draft week. You got to get in here, and Lance will answer your draft questions, be it for your team. I mean, I don't remember, Lance, a less interesting time for the draft for our Houston Texans. I understand we don't have the first two picks, and that's the big reason for it. And oh, by the way, I saw Aaron Wilson wrote a story about, I couldn't even open it because I was so disgusted, revisiting the Brock draft, the Brock trade, and how good it was for the Houston Texans. And I can't be more disgusted with that, quite frankly, that you screwed up so badly that you gave away a second-round pick and you feel like it was a win. And that to me was no win. That was just horrificness. And now you're paying the price for it this season. So if you've got a draft question for Lance, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. You with us, Lance?
Here for a second. There's a piece that I think that is missing that would have maybe done it through Wi-Fi, but whatever. We'll find out. We'll work on it. But this Too Big a Show. Hell, I woke up this early at L.A. time, and I got stuff to say, so I'm saying it. As far as James, I assume you guys were just talking about James?
Yeah. No, we were just talking about the NFL draft, actually, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that in a second. I want to finish what I was saying about James, though. So just two games, right? But it's two back-to-back games. Do you guys remember a back-to-back James performances like this, shooting like this? And we all said, hey, okay, the second game, he still stayed within himself. He still actually played pretty, solid basketball. He just didn't shoot well. Game three, the Rockets played poorly. James played poorly. And now I'm really worried that, because he is clearly aware of his history in stretches during the playoffs. I am really aware that he's going to start getting tight now.
Yeah, I'm hoping that that's not the case, and that certainly is a possibility. Yes, they made a point this morning on the show. I was listening, coming in, and they were, obviously because the Cavs won a game, so obviously LeBron is back.
Right, major story.
Yeah, the Cavs are back and being LeBron's back to being the MVP. But they made a point. They said, when could possibly LeBron have shot 2 for 18 and the team still wins by 20? And there may be some truth. There is some truth to that.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way that
our
Cavs
GM is better than their GM. What?
Yeah. Well, he does have a better supporting cast around him. So should you punish LeBron for the fact that he's got that James has better? Yeah, they were the number one seed in the West, but in large part, obviously, James played a huge, huge role. And we saw James in game one just carry the team, and I guess they forgot about that. But there is the chance that James doesn't play well. We've seen, especially playoff James, sit down and the team plays better without him. This playoff thing, that I thought that game one was going to be like, well, here goes James. Now, James is, you know what? He understands his place, and he understands that it's time to step up. And then these last two games couldn't have been crappier. It could not have been crappier. And, oh, by the way, this team cannot let them, the Minnesota Timberwolves, shoot as many three-pointers, make as many three-pointers as they do.
That's unbelievable. They did get some open looks. Like, defensively, the Rockets did not rotate well. It was a bad. The Rockets didn't do what they usually do offensively. The T-Wolves did something they usually don't do, which is make threes. That game was that was actually as bad as it could have gone for the Rockets, and as good as it could have gone for the T-Wolves. But you see what happens. Usually, when that happens, you get your ass kicked, and this time, you did get your ass kicked. But that would bring up this point. This is now two of three games where the Rockets played pretty poorly on offense. I mean, you know, game one and game three, or game no, game two. Game two and game three, I mean, guys, this is now a trend that has been going on longer than three or four games. This is a month. This is when the Rockets clinched the number one seed in the West and they let their foot off the gas. They haven't been able to find the gas again. They haven't. And I don't want to overstate James's stuff after three games, because game one he was brilliant, game two he couldn't shoot, and game three it looked like he was really struggling, you know, to do anything. It looks like he's struggling because Butler's defending him well. They're defending the pick and roll well. Like, Minnesota is also making some things very miserable for James, and I've noticed that James and Chris Paul both, they are a little hesitant coming off that screen and roll. I don't know if you guys have noticed it, but they're not coming off the screen and then attacking the basket. They're getting rerouted, and they don't look comfortable at all having to reset the offense.
Yeah. They really have not played well offensively since that Washington game on April 3rd. That was their best. That was the last time that they've actually played really well offensively, and that's been, quite frankly, the outlier. They shot over 50%. They shot 35% from three. And since then, they really have not played well. That's April 3rd now. That's a long time ago since they played well offensively. And, you know, obviously you've just limped into the playoffs because you deserved it. But you lose a rhythm. And they've lost their rhythm offensively. Now, you can turn this around. This last Minnesota game, Saturday night, was the outlier. Because this Rockets team has dominated. They have dominated this Minnesota team. But they certainly found a way. How about 15 of 27 from three? How do you get that man? And they said they're wide open. No wonder they were making threes. They were wide open. Well, why are they wide open? What the hell is going on? You guys got to play. Are you not playing with any energy defensively, really? You're not closing out?
They just lost their rotations. And you know what? I'm not going to pick on James, but I mean, there are some times where he's kind of standing around now, and I'm like, James, what are you doing? Go rotate. You know, they really did get lost in the rotations, and that's something we don't see, like, hardly ever. I just cannot. That has to be the outlier, what we saw Saturday, because it was really bad on both sides of the floor. Really bad on both sides of the floor. And what I hate is that Karl-Anthony Towns got some mojo back.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that, because he really was in a funk the first two. Like, he looked like a guy who didn't have any confidence, and he got it all back. That's why that home court advantage is so important, because, man, it really can have a massive impact on confidence levels.
No, and, yeah, you just don't want to see that guy wake up. I mean, nope. they did. They pretty much did what they want. And the runs that they went on, holy crap, it was unstoppable. The Rockets made a nice run and looked like they were back in it. And then the T-Wolves just pulled away. I'm not all that worried. I think, you know what, we always overreact because it's, you know, it's a series and you hate to see them get back into it. This game now, though, tonight is huge. Just huge. This team has got to bounce back, and this team has got to start playing offense. They're not freewheeling, Lance, like they always do. They're just not. And maybe Minnesota and Tom Thibodeau, you know, he's a pretty damn good coach, and he certainly can't, you know, he's a defensive coach especially. You got to believe that this guy is got something in his bag that he has worked on, something that has certainly shut James down. This has got to be, he has got to play well. And you're right, it might be in his head right now. What is James thinking when he wakes up about, I don't know, 2 this afternoon? What is James thinking when he wakes up at 2 this afternoon about the game that he's going to have tonight?
I don't know.
Well, that's hateful.
That is hateful. Yeah, James is going to wake up at about 2 in the afternoon.
Dell had his finger on that button waiting to push it this whole segment.
This whole segment. Yep. This whole segment. Tonight on TNT and 8 o'clock start. So we'll find out if this team can bounce back. Meanwhile, as we mentioned, Garrett Cole. And I mentioned, if you've got a draft question, we've got one of the premier. No other show has a guy that's going to be on NFL.com and NFL Network all week long breaking down the NFL draft. I mean, there's no other show in this city, or I don't know that there's, I don't know how many shows in the country have foremost authority.
Oh, probably none in the country, except they're all having me on. So I've had to do about 20 interviews in Charlotte and Cincinnati and Cleveland, and I've turned a lot of them down. But if you guys want to come in with draft stuff, I mean, I don't care who the player is, who the team is, I'll take care of you. I mean, this is gonna be, it's like a long. Extended interview where you can have any of the. I can tell you this, one of the most interesting little storylines, and I'm just telling Houston this for the first time, no one else has this, but there is some real intrigue about number one pick, and there is a belief that the Cleveland Browns could be hoodwinking everybody with the Josh Allen talk, and that maybe Allen or Darnold isn't the selection. And that they're just playing games with people, and it's going to be someone else.
How about the John? John Dorsey hasn't even talked.
Tiny little quarterback.
How about that? Well, I happen to know for a fact that they like him. I know this. That he is someone that they really think is a good football player.
They think his tape. I know they like his tape, but there's a guy in the building by the name of Scott McLuhan who was. Extremely well respected in the business with the Green Bay Packers. With John, you know, he was there with Doug Dorsey at the same time with under Ron Wolf. McLuhan went out and became general manager of the San Francisco 49ers. Then he had drinking problems and it cost him his job, and he ended up taking time off. And then he became a general manager at Washington, and they let him go at Washington. He was one that fought for the extension on Kirk Cousins early on, and management didn't do it, and then they priced themselves out of Kirk Cousins. But he loves Baker Mayfield, and he said Baker Mayfield reminded him of Brett Favre. He said that about like 5 months ago. And Cleveland, after he had made those comments, like a month or two afterwards, it was during the football season, Cleveland hired him as a consultant because he's very tight with John Dorsey. Now, once again, he's considered as one of the best evaluators in the business, period. And Cleveland hired him as a consultant. And it's a known fact that he loves Baker Mayfield. And it's also a known fact that he's very well respected in that building. And there's a chance now that, you know, he could – you always in the back of my mind, I thought, man, I wonder if McLuhan has the ear of John Dorsey. And if he does, that would turn into the most shocking draft story that we've seen – since Mario Williams was the first pick, John, and none of us saw that coming.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's a real possibility, quite frankly. I really do. It is a real possibility that Baker Mayfield could be the number one overall pick. The story this morning is that that John Dorsey hasn't won't even tell Jimmy Haslam who the number one pick is. He yeah, he's.
Why are they playing? Seriously, if they're playing games, why are they playing games with the first pick? No one can trade ahead of you. Are you just? Do you just want to create? Do you think they wanted it out there that they would take Josh Allen because their fan base is melting down? I don't know if you follow this at all, John. Cleveland fans are calling for the ouster of John Dorsey. He hasn't had a draft, and they want him gone and fired. They're starting petitions to fire Dorsey. There hasn't been a draft, and it's all on the rumor that they could draft Josh Allen, which in this day and age, you know, with Twitter making people apologize instantaneously about everything, I'm expecting John Dorsey to come out and have to apologize to Twitter about a rumor about Josh Allen being picked. At some point, he's going to have to make a public apology, so Twitter will leave him alone.
That is so funny. You know what? There's a list, and I want to go over this on the other side, the best to the worst of the drafters over the last 5 years, and see if you agree or disagree. We'll do that on the other side.
I know Houston's way up there. Number two is what my guess.
Well, I think Houston is the number one drafting team over the last five years. No question about that. Let's. Why don't you talk about your low T and what Men's T Clinic's done for you?
Well, let me tell you something. I don't have it because I go to Men's T Clinic, and I have for over 2 years now. So when I got to get up early, Pacific time, to get up and do this show, it's a whole lot easier when you got your testosterone level where it's supposed to be, and you think, well, what does that have to do with anything? Isn't that just what makes you have that sex? No, Cletus, that's not what it is. It's actually about overall energy. It's about overall drive. It's about your ability to process belly fat to lean muscle mass. There's a lot of things that your testosterone does. And, yeah, it can have an impact on your libido. But if you're saying, well, my libido is just fine, so I don't have it, well, you could be way wrong because it does have other ways that it can get you, just like the energy level, the overall fatigue, the malaise, the feeling that you're just covered up in a cloud and you just can't get out of it. You just got that constant fatigue. And if you know what I'm talking about, and I'm saying this, and if one of you guys say, I know exactly what that feels like, then go get tested. You'd be surprised how many guys suffer from low testosterone. And when you do, it's not that big a deal. They can start treating you. The first thing they do is test you. Within minutes, you get your results. They will start to treat you. And then with your treatments, you will start to see a big result in energy right away. And then you'll start to see it with body type, and it'll manifest itself in other ways over the next 2 to 3 months. And you'll really be back to being the real you. MensTClinic.com is the website. There are 4 locations here in the Houston area: Pearland, Pasadena, Cypress, and, of course, right there at 1801 Durham and I-10, where I go on the Heights. MensTClinic.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Hey, John Granato here. I don't know if you know this, but I've had a drink or two in my day. Well, a drink or 8,000 of them. So here's the deal. Is the reason that a lot of people, and I've heard people, like, this is a product for me and not for Dell. And I love that about this product, okay? Dell doesn't need this product because he's not part of our club, all right? Do you want to have a few drinks, but you want to feel great the next day? You don't like the hangover, and that's why you don't drink. Well, I got it for you. I've got the way that you can get around that, and it's called Thrive. Thrive Plus. Thrive Plus. All you have to do is go to DecideThrive.com. DecideThrive.com. You take 3 of these capsules, and it's about $3. For $3, you won't have a hangover, okay? And they're guaranteeing it, because if you don't feel 50% better the next day, Thrive Plus will give you your money back. That's saying something. And it's the dosage are, it's simple. You take 3 capsules before you go to bed. 3 pills, that's all. You take 3 of them, and you're going to feel better the next day. It's all you have to do. That's simple. So you can have as many cocktails as you want. What is the worst part about drinking? It's the hangover the next day. You got to feel good the next day? I got it for you. DecideThrive.com. You will feel better. I use them. I got them on my nightstand, okay? They are there for me every single night. DecideThrive.com. Give me a call and tell me how you do with them.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Charles says this, Lance, and there is some truth to it. It's always about James every year. The reason the Cavs won last night was because of Korver making clutch shots down the stretch. That was the difference between Indiana and Cleveland last night was Kyle Korver shooting the three from the corner and then the catch and shoot at the top of the key, as opposed to Miles Turner having to throw up a three, and that was just like, that was embarrassing. So that was that, you know what, he was the difference. But here's the deal, and Charles says Gordon, Ariza, PJ, somebody got to do something besides James if a team GM. But every year he gets all the blame. I don't understand it. But here's the deal. There is something to that. You got to have the supporting cast, I don't think. But
you mean like in game two, John? Like in game
yeah,
two?
Yeah, when he was 2 for 18 and they won the game, Charles?
Yeah, by 20?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not. Listen, James has got to play well. Look, okay. Oh, yeah, well, it wasn't all about LeBron last night. What did LeBron have? 33 and 11 and whatever? I mean, LeBron was unbelievable. So LeBron played his ass off. And oh, by the way, the reason that they were in it was because of LeBron. And the reason that Kyle Korver was able to hit those huge shots and make a difference was because of LeBron. So, you know, LeBron played his part last night, Charles. You know what James didn't do? Play his part. A 9 for 21 and a 3 for 8. And oh, by the way, defensively, LeBron, well, it's not even close. It's not even close what LeBron does versus what James does. But there is some truth to it that other guys have got to step up. I don't think that there's any question about that.
Right.
But they do. But they have been. And they have all year. And you know what? Step up tonight. And all of this will go away. It's always overreaction after every game. There's always a huge overreaction.
There is.
You win this one tonight and this series is over.
And you're fine. You're out. You're not in the Toronto region where you're scared for your life a little bit, because let's be clear, coming into the playoffs, if you could pick the two guards you'd rather have, you might pick Bradley Beal and John Wall as opposed to DeRozan and Lowry. And now that series decided 2-2. But a guy who does need to play better, Eric Gordon's got to shoot the ball better.
Yeah.
He's been awful the first three games. Worse than he was in last year's playoff. His numbers weren't great last year. They're even worse this year. That's a guy who has not played well for the Rockets, and we're talking about two and a half series. So if you're looking for a guy who to be your Kyle Korver, point to number 10.
He really does. He's got to step up. He is not, and you need to depend on that dude. And he has got to play better. There is absolutely no reason why that dude is playing the way he is. He's got to shoot better. He's all about shooting, and he's had looks, and he's just got to knock them down, and he hasn't. No question about that. All right, I mentioned who do you think is the best drafting team in the NFL, according to this is work by Brian Costello. You know Brian Costello?
I don't know.
Okay. Brian Costello, who's one of the foremost authorities in that we have no idea who he is. So
what's the parameters?
The parameter is who has done the best job, the last five drafts, to see which teams have been the best at drafting and which have been the worst to formulate our fourth annual draft rankings. So I guess you have to count, they count pro bowlers. The first thing they tell you is pro bowlers, best pick, worst pick, and then they give a summation. So who do you think is the best of all teams at drafting over the last 5 years?
Pro bowlers?
You count pro bowlers, but you count, and mistakes, but you count guys that are on the field by draft as opposed to going to get them in free agency and whatnot.
I would say Chiefs.
The Chiefs are number two. The Chiefs have done a really nice job. Marcus Peters, their worst, was their best pick. Eric Fisher was their worst. And you know what? John Dorsey gone. John Dorsey loses the fight, so that's good for the Cleveland Browns. The dude knows how to draft. Number one is the Cowboys.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know Zach Martin, but last 5 years. Is Tyron Smith inside 5 years?
Travis Frederick.
That's right. Travis Frederick, too.
Yeah. Yeah, Zach Martin, Dak Prescott. Their worst pick is Randy Gregory. Over that time. So they've done a really nice job. They've got five Pro Bowlers that they've drafted as Zeke Elliott. They've done a nice job.
Oh, yeah. They've killed it with those. But, yep, I forgot about Zeke because he was suspended for doing Zeke stuff.
Yeah, well, he's
and then
Zeke.
Dak took a step back last year, and then, yeah, so I forgot.
They've got the Vikings at number three with their best pick. His best pick is Xavier Rhodes. Sharif Floyd is their worst pick. If Teddy Bridgewater had stayed healthy, this group might be even more effective. The Rams have done a nice job.
The Rams have done a real nice job.
They've got the Raiders at number five, Khalil Mack.
But you know what the Rams are like, John? The Rams are like the Texans in that J.J. just kind of fell in their laps at 11. I think it was 11 where the Texans took him. It was 10 or 11. And then Aaron Donald just kind of fell to them. Like, right. You didn't know you were getting a dominant, dominant player where you got him.
Yep.
That's first pick of the draft type player who you get down the line.
Right, right, right. I mean, they don't forget, they also drafted Greg Robinson, which was...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so if it doesn't fall to you, you're right. So they had the number two overall pick. They take Greg Robinson, and they have Aaron Donald fall to them. We're gonna have to take that guy. Okay, well, nice. The Raiders, they've got the Falcons at six, the Cardinals, the Packers. Where do you think that they have the Texans?
Let me guess, because every time we play any game called "How have the Texans done over any time frame?" the answer is always middle of the pack. There has never been a time where we've played any game involving the Texans where you say, how do you think the Texans rank in TV grade? How do you think the Texans rank in winning season? Everything is middle of the pack. So my guess is they'll be somewhere between like 14 and 20 or 15 and 18.
Well, they're exactly at 16, which is middle of the pack.
What a shocker. Middle of the pack.
And last year they were 17th. So they've moved up a spot. DeAndre Hopkins, their best pick. Kevin Johnson, their worst. And Kevin Johnson is an interesting deal. They've got an article this morning in our Houston Chronicle about the deadline to fifth-year option, Kevin Johnson. And that's an interesting question after his last year's performance, his injuries now. It's an interesting subject whether or not Kevin Johnson is fifth-year optionable, what with a $9 million contract coming his way.
Well, he's only played 2 years, though, right, John?
Yeah.
Or has it been three?
It's been three.
Holy crap, it's been three?
Yeah.
On track for the option year.
Yeah, this is kind of a trap thing, isn't it?
He's not on track for an option year, I would not say.
No, I don't know. What would you do with him?
Well, okay, so ask yourself this. No J-Jo? No, because he's about to be out. Of course, they just re-signed him because that's what you do with guys who are just about to be out.
That's basically a one-year deal, though.
You got Kareem Jackson, who is on his way out, can't run anymore. And we're talking about Kevin Johnson not even getting the option year on his contract. I mean, do you understand when you do the math that this is a must draft cornerback draft for the Texans? We spend so much time talking about offensive line. They just got done signing two guys. I mean, I almost don't count Chantrell Henderson because he's a 1 year deal, but two guys that they do assume are going to be here for a while, and Kelemete and Zach Fulton. Cornerback has to be one of the picks in the third round. It just has to.
I agree.
And at least one and maybe two of the picks in the third round.
Yeah. This is an interesting decision. Do you give this guy $9 million guaranteed on the first day of the league season? Over $9 million guaranteed on the first day of the league season when you don't know if he can. Right now, you don't know if he can play. He was on track. I thought after his first 2 years, he was on track to be, you know, a guy for sure. that was going to be in the mix here. Certainly after his rookie year, you know, you thought, okay, Kevin Johnson, nice. Okay, another first rounder that Rick Smith has hit on. This is no guarantee. Kevin Johnson was a mess last year. Kevin Johnson, I don't know that I would tell you right now that I would give that dude over $9 million for not next year, but the year after. I can't guarantee that right now.
So is this Brian Costello guy only taking first rounders into account? Because that's all I've heard.
No, he takes all the Pro Bowls. I guess, but you know, because I guess it's just a short. It's just a short version. There's only a line after each team. It just says how many Pro Bowlers, their best pick and their worst pick.
So who's the worst pick, him or Sam Montgomery?
Oh, Sam Montgomery certainly was a worst pick.
Yeah, Sam Montgomery is a worst pick. He's a worst pick because, A, he was a very low-character guy that most teams wouldn't touch, had him completely off the board, and they drafted him. And he didn't even make it to a – I don't think he ever wore a jersey in a preseason
no.
game.
No. Sam Montgomery was – yeah. That's just like Charles Hill or Charles Grant. Charles Hill, their first ever draft, third rounder. How in the hell is your first ever draft in his expansion team and you can't even – the guy never even played it down for you.
I mean, that means there's something really not good with him.
No,
for you to sacrifice a third – and Charlie didn't like sacrificing draft picks because it made him look bad. There must have been something really bad in that guy's
Oh, background. Something horrible. Yeah, he's got the Panthers. Their best pick is Trey Turner in the third round, and Coney Ealy's worst. So,
well, because has he made a Pro Bowl? Maybe that was why.
Yeah, I guess. This is an interesting time. Yeah, Brian Gain, welcome in. You don't have any first or second round picks, and you need to revamp the entire offensive line and your secondary. Congratulations. Congratulations. 747 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here with us, you're more than welcome. But right now, Lance is saving you some money.
I'm saving you some money with Bill Advisor, and I spoke with Landy the other day. We have Landy come on once a week, and we talk about some of the savings. And these savings, these numbers, they're not fake. They're not phony. They are real savings. And when I saw, and he'll always send an email about how people save, like, what their big savings were on. And most of the time, it involves internet and cable/satellite. Usually that's part of it. But the one that's really been spiking everything up has been the homeowner's insurance, because they've now got their homeowner's insurance completely locked down to where they can fine-tune it to the lowest price and highest coverage possible, and it's beating just about everyone out there. It was amazing. I had them price homeowners insurance and car insurance about a year, a little more than a year ago. And it came in at about $70 more than what I had it at. I said, okay, well, thanks. Hey, you couldn't, you know, save me. They had already saved me $2,000 the previous year. So I said, well, you know, we gave it a go. Nice try. And then they made some alterations on how they were doing their insurance stuff, like who they went through, things like that. And after that, they came back. I came back like 7 months later, tried it again. Car insurance, I saved $100. Homeowners insurance, I saved right at about $700. And I looked at the coverages to make sure there's nothing screwy about it. In fact, I had $150,000, $140,000 more coverage than I did with my previous homeowners insurance. I had the same deductibles. I had everything was the same, only it cost me about $700 less. Why would you not take advantage of that? If the coverage is the same, but you are getting it much less expensively, why would you not take a look at our friends with Bill Advisor? Let them save you money on homeowners insurance as well now. Text GO to 232323. Text GO to 232323. And for one low monthly fee, they will chop down your bills for you like you can't do for yourself. BillAdvisor.com.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh my God, can everybody please get over Jay Feely posing with his daughter going to prom with a gun? Can we stop? Can everybody please? I mean, they've been going on for a while. Did you see this picture, Del?
I have not.
You haven't seen it? The boy is on the right. Jay Feely's in the middle. He said it's an unloaded gun. Okay, dad worrying about his daughter going to prom. Okay, stop already. Oh, you can't pose with it. Shut up. It was a joke. All right. He didn't shoot the kid.
I can't even do this anymore. I can't be with humans anymore. This is too much.
What happened?
I saw the picture yesterday, and I was immediately like, oh, boy, this is an outrage picture. And so I made the mistake. See, this is my mistake, and this is really on me. This is really not any of your faults. It's not a millennial's fault. I don't put this on Dell. Just, I want to put that out there. I don't believe this is Dell's fault.
Well, wait a minute. Dell's sitting there like, wait a minute. Are you even a millennial? I don't know.
I'm at the very end of that. Why would you even think it might be my fault?
Well, I wanted to make sure that you knew that I didn't think this was on you. I read the comment section. I read the replies to the picture, and then the replies to the replies, and then the comments to the replies. And when you see the way some people think, like you see them act, they're trying so hard to have something that they can like, and you know in their heart of hearts they don't necessarily believe everything they say. But it's almost like, guys, this falls under the guidelines of things that I'm allowed to complain about, so I'm going to do my complaining. And you just can't read the – if you know the comment section is going to be so lit with crybabies, you can't read it because it will just make you sad or mad.
No, it just shut up, everybody. So he, I mean,
it's the oldest joke in the world.
Yeah,
he just did the oldest joke in the world.
Boy, you want to go out with my daughter? Well, watch this. You see this, boy?
Watch out!
It is a dad joke.
That was a dad.
It was a dad joke. Okay. Oh my God!
It was intentionally a dad joke.
It's not funny. Your guns are. Oh, shut up! Shut up! Okay. You go out with my daughter. Guess what? I'll be there waiting for you with a gun, okay? If I had one, I would wait there with a gun.
Wouldn't you just be handing the guy a drink?
That's probably true.
You go out with John's daughter, you better put your seatbelt on.
What I'm going to give him, don't worry, if she's driving, what I'm going to give him is some Thrive, okay? Thrive Plus. At the end of the day, here, take three of these capsules and you won't have a hangover tomorrow. Because I know if you go out with Frankie, you're going to have a hangover.
Look, I'm not going to pretend you guys aren't going to drink. Who am I? What am I, an idiot? Yeah. I know my daughter, and I know a guy who would date my daughter. You guys are going to drink. Here's some Thrive.
Here's some Thrive.
Oh, man. That's a woke dad right there.
Yep. No. I'm not going to have a gun. Woke. I'm going to be armed with Thrive Plus waiting for him, okay, to get
back. Can you not get a live in when it's not time for one, please?
You're not going
to
what?
Could you not try to get a live in when there's not time for one?
Yeah,
please?
It's not alive. It's just telling
you. What are
you
doing here? What are the nutrients, John? What are the benefits?
What's the website,
dude,
John?
Dude, listen. The enzymes just go straight to your liver, and they clean it up. Okay? You're cleaning up your liver. So there's that. I'd hand them a Coors Light as they leave and Thrive Plus when they get home.
Does it give you a gentle liver scrape?
It's not a liver scrape, really. No, it's just enzymes that the hangover comes from your liver, so this prevents that.
Speaking of Coors Light, did you see that they left you a gift?
I saw my cooler that you two took a picture with.
Yeah, well, I took a picture of, and then Raheel gave you the finger.
Yeah, I saw Raheel give me the finger. Todd said, oh, if you were here, you would have had this. But guess what? I wasn't here, and I still have that.
Yeah, what kind of message is that? It's not like he's going to take it from you. It's just sitting in his office, secure, so you can grab it after your day's over. At 11, by the way.
What did I say? What did I tell you guys?
What did you tell us?
I said bleep those beeps.
Why?
Those bleeps.
Why?
That they're going to take my cooler. Oh, you know what's going to happen in that instance? Bleep those bleeps.
Neil's just going to put coconut water in your cooler. Hmm. That's what he's going to use it for.
Oh, get out of here. Don't you dare put any of that crap in my cooler. All right. 713-780-3776.
In my cooler.
Don't put that crap in my cooler. That's
yeah,
all,
so
that's
the Feely stuff, though. I mean.
Just
he
stop.
Had to apologize. Well, you know what I liked is Jay Feely's apology wasn't really an apology.
No.
It was an explanation, and that was it.
That's all, and that's what it should be. Screw people. That's my daughter and her date, and you know what? They feel comfortable with me packing? Okay. I don't care what you think about it.
Do you know when people stop apologizing for dumb stuff like this, that's the only way you win these fights, is the more you apologize. You know, if someone wanted to say something like, you know, Jay, in this, you know, we've had the gun violence with kids their age and all that stuff. If somebody wanted to make a point or whatever, you know, I guess I could see a point being made. Although, once again, this is clearly not like you have to have context. And the problem is we've lost all sense of context. We've lost all sense of facetiousness. We've lost all sense of subtlety. We've lost all sense of humor, frankly. It's like people don't even – it's like they don't even recognize standard sense of humor stuff and subtlety and
no,
they don't recognize any kind of irony at all.
Everything is literal and to the extreme. Because he has a gun, now those kids – what? Those kids are they're going to start killing people. Okay.
Well, I mean, there's no connection, and people know. I mean, logically, there is no connection between one or the other, and the only people that would be offended, where it would be jarred, is maybe somebody who has been a victim of gun violence. I guess I don't know, because clearly, you know what that joke is. We've seen it forever. It's not like that's the first time of knowing the dad's gonna or the brother's gonna beat you up of a daughter or whatever. It's super old. We all know that joke, but. You know, it's just like when we were clowning on, you know, doing our master's thing, and that guy who called in didn't understand he didn't have any grasp of satire. That's a problem when we have people who have access in mass to social media to get out and stir things up because they don't understand satire, or they don't, which is kind of what that was basically. They don't understand irony. They don't understand forms of communication unless there's an emoji that clearly tells them how they're supposed to take something.
Right, right. All right, 8 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. You want to get in here. We got plenty of time. And oh, by the way, draft questions for one of the premier draft experts
in the
country right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.